Now, river is a fresh water flowing across the surface of the land, usually to the sea. The earth, river carry the water that people, plant and animal must have to live. Now, river carry water and nutrients to area all around the earth. River plays a very vital or important part in water cycle. Okay, acting as a drainage channel for surface water. Rivers drain nearly 75% of the earth's land surface. Rivers are also used as a travel route for exploration, commerce and recreation. River valleys, plains provide fertile soil, which bring down very fertile soil from the valleys and mountains. Farmers in dry region irrigate their cropland using water carried by irrigation ditches for nearby river. Now, River Mackenzie. The Mackenzie River is the longest river in Canada. It is the main river of Canada and it covers a distance of around 1800 km. It starts at Great Slave Lake in the Northwest Territories and flows north into the Arctic Ocean. The entire Mackenzie River system extends, the total area which is extended, 44,250 km. And this includes the three major lakes, Great Slave, Great Bear and Athabasca. These are the three lakes which comes under Mackenzie River, okay, in Canada. And Mackenzie is the main river of Canada. Nile. River Nile is the longest river in the world. And the length of this river is 6,400 km. And it is the main source of Lake Victoria. After a long journey through the Sahara, it reaches the Mediterranean Sea. Okay, so the River Nile is formed by the union of two main branches, the White Nile and the Blue Nile. The White Nile and the Blue Nile join together at Khartoum, which is in Sudan. The Nile is the most important river of Africa and this is the longest river also, children. Okay, irrigation and power generation, many things done on it. Uses. Now, River Ganga, you know, rising from Gangotri Glacier in the Himalaya. The Ganga is the most important sacred river of India and it is the most important river of India. It drains 1/4 territory of India. The main stream flows southward into Bangladesh and is joined by the Brahmaputra. It drains its water into the Bay of Bengal. Okay, but before draining it forms Sundarban, one of the largest delta of the world. Okay, so Sundarban is one of the largest delta in the world. Okay. Ganga has its basin area spread along 11 North Indian states. Okay. Now, the major crops that is cultivated in Ganga, that is rice, dal, sugarcane, potato, oilseed and wheat. Crops also like legumes, chilies, sesame, mustard, sugarcane and jute also. Let's come to River Indus. Indus River rises from Manasarovar in Tibet at an elevation of about 5,182 meter and flows for about 2,880 kilometer. Indus main tributaries are like the Satluj, Bees, Ravi and Chenab, Jhelum. These are its main tributaries. Okay. Now, River Lawrence. River Lawrence is one of the longest river in North America. Its outflow is entire Great Lakes system. The Great Lakes hold nearly 20% of the world fresh water. The river flows 744 miles from Lake Ontario into the world's largest estuary. Which is the world's largest estuary? The Gulf of St. Lawrence. Mississippi River supplies drinking water for about 18 million people. It also supplies water for crops and other factories work also. This Mississippi River is one of the busiest river in the world for commercial waterways. That means this river is also used for commercial trade. Okay. Now, River Danube, you know, the Danube River is the second largest river in Europe after Volga for 100 years. Danube starts in the mountain of Western Germany and flows into Black Sea for irrigation, land farming, drinking also. Okay, now River Amazon is the world's second longest river at 3,980 miles.